shown true love to others.
在约拿书里面有很多有几个很明显的对比。
In the book of Jonah, there are a very stark contrast.
因为他在这个书里面在介绍说这位神是创造天沧海旱地的天上的神。
In the book, it introduces this God that created the earth and the waters.
这位神他是掌握人的生死祸福的神。
This God controls the life, death, blessings, and woes of men.
在这一个书里面，那个主角就是约拿哈。
The main character of this book is, of course, Jonah.
然后那个配角就是这个尼尼微城里面的人。
And supporting cast are the people in the city of Nineveh.
那如果把它演成一出戏剧的话，那这里面还有其他的角色啊，就是这里面整个像这个一个戏剧里面，他导演所安排起来的各种配合的这个环节，让这个戏变得很精彩。
We treat this as a stage or a play. There are many different components of this play that God brings all together to make it very interesting.
这个明显的对比就是人他违背神，想要躲避神。
This one of the contrasts in this book is that man is afraid of God and tries to hide from God.
另外呢，这个神所造的这些像海中的鱼啊、风啊、树啊、虫啊，他们却很听神的话。
And the other is that the other creation of God, the birds, the fish, the plants, and trees, they obey the words of God.
那当然，这也凸显出只有人有自由意志，可以去选择说我要听神还是不听神。
This also reveals that men have free will, whether or not they desire to listen to God.
就是因为人有这个意志，所以最后往往都会选择违背神。
It's because humans have this free will that oftentimes in the end they disobey God.
但是反过来啊，你看那个风、海这些鱼啊，他们都神说什么，神吩咐什么，他们就做什么。
On the other hand, the winds, the water, the fish, whatever God instructs, they obey.
你就看到说，有时候人都还比这些动物不如。
When we see it this way, it seems that as if man can be compared to these animals.
哦，那所以我们要从约拿书里面看到说，诶，其实我们人其实是很尊贵的，但是往往我们把人的这个尊贵性把它放弃，然后反过来的行为就变得比这些受造之物啊，这些动物还差劲，在神眼中看来。
From the book of Jonah, we want to learn that although we as humans are very precious, but sometimes because of our disobedience to God's words, we are not even comparable to these animals.
可是我们又看到，在这个约拿书里面，这个从人来看，有的人像约拿，他是先知，是本来就是认识神的。
The book of Jonah has a character who's a prophet named Jonah, who originally knew God.
Okay, 他是得到神的信息。
And he received the message from God.
那这样的人本来应该是很听神的话的。
So this kind of a person should be submissive and obedient to God.
那人哦，从人的角度看，我们又看到另外一个对比，就是有一群人他们是不认识这位天地的神的。
So from this different perspective, we see that there are another group of people that do not listen or obey God.
他们本来是拜的是假神，他们不认识这位创造天地的真神。
They had worshipped the false gods and did not know the true God of heaven.
所以他们很自然的去求问神，他们的对象就当然求错了。
So it was natural for them to call upon a god that was a false god.
可是当他们听到了这位神之后，
But when they had heard about the true God,
他们却反过来，哎，很真心实意的去信服这位神。
They turned their hearts around to truly believe and worship this true God.
所以本来是信神的人，反而其实变过来变不认识神。
So a person who originally believed in God became a person who did not even know God.
本来不认识神的人，他们现在反过来很信服神，又懂得求告神。
And for these people who did not even know God in the beginning, they turned to become people who not only believed in Him but called upon Him.
啊，最后谁得福气呢？
So in the end, who received the blessings?
这些会懂得信服神、求告神的人，反而得恩典了。
Were these people who knew to believe in Him, to call upon Him, that received His grace?
啊，那些本来认识神的人哦，他的心哦，反而很难过，甚至想说哦，干脆不要活了。
While on the other hand, those who believed in God in the beginning.Lost their faith, and even in the end, they choose not to live anymore.
啊，这个就是在约拿书里面一些对比。
So these are some of the contrasting devices in the book of Jonah.
那我们今天下午来从这一群本来不认识神的人，他们现在懂得来信服神，来求告神，最后不至灭亡。
So this afternoon, we want to study this group of people who originally did not know God, but came to believe in Him, to call upon Him, and therefore were not destroyed.
神其实他对他的先知约拿哈，他的那个心哦是很宽广的，而且神用意是很深的。
God had a very broad love towards His prophet Jonah.
神要训练他的先知。
God wanted to train and raise up his prophet.
所以其实约拿书里面看到神怎么样来训练他的工人。
In the book of Jonah, we can see how he was able to train his worker.
我们如果仔细看，会看到说一步一步的，神要把约拿他心里面那些杂质啊、不纯的意念啊，把它一个一个拿走。
If we read closely in this book, we can see how God worked in Jonah to remove all these little impure thoughts within him.
然后神借着跟他同船的这一船人，来让他明白说啊，他这个人哦，如果不是神的恩典，其实他根本不配去传神的信息。
And God used his shipmates that he was in the ship with to deliver him the message that he was actually not even worthy to spread God's message.
因为我们看到第一章里面这一船的人，他们怎么样敬畏神。他们怎么愿意来顺服神，把他丢下去呢
？We see from chapter one how these shipmates feared God and ended up tossing him overboard.
我们看，请看第一章的十四节。
Let's read Jonah chapter one verse 14.
请读十四节。
Verse 14. Therefore they cried out to the Lord and said, "We pray, O Lord, please do not let us perish for this man's life, and do not charge us with innocent blood. For you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you."
这位神，他们。听约拿讲完之后，就知道说他是随自己的意志行事的神。
After they heard Jonah speak, these people knew that God was done as it pleased him.
也就是说，这个事情如果是神指定要做的，他们就只好顺服，不敢去违抗。
Meaning that if God wanted this thing to happen, they would not resist. They would only submit to it.
哦，所以他们要把约拿丢下去以前，先祷告神，求神原谅。
So before they threw Jonah overboard, they prayed together and asked God for his forgiveness.
因为看起来这真的是神的旨意了。
For it seemed as if it was obvious this was the will of God.
人已经尽力了。
That humans have already tried their best.
哦，因为特别在第十三节说，他们尽力的要讲要。把约拿留着，可是风浪却越发向他们翻腾。
We see in verse 13 that they tried really hard to row back to land, but the winds would not allow them to go back.
所以最后他们把约拿丢下去之后，海的狂浪就平息了。
And so after they threw Jonah overboard, the storm calmed.
这里就看到说，你看本来他们在求告他们的神，现在他们反过来会求告这位创造天地万物的神了。
So we see these people who originally worshipped false gods turned and called upon the true God.
好，那所以呢，你看跟约拿同船的这一船人，他们应着约拿的介绍，他们现在也认识神了。
So through Jonah, these people in the ship were also introduced to the true God.
哦，所以你看有时候，我们在生活当中各种不一样的环境，或者是很艰难的。挑战底下都有可能成为传福音的机会了。
So from here we can see that no matter what kind of challenges, difficulties, obstacles we're facing, these can all be opportunities for us to evangelize.
所以有人他即使是生病住院，这个医院他里面的这些医护人员，或者是跟他在一个同病房里面这些病人，都可能因为这个人而认识神了。
So even although a person may fall ill and have to be admitted into the hospital, but yet through this person, the people working in the hospital, the patients, other patients, the doctors, they could be affected by this believer.
哦，虽然这个约拿其实也是很硬心逃避神。
So although Jonah was heart was hardened and he tried to escape from God,
可是他这个作为并不会妨碍神的旨意的。
But his actions did not block God's will.
对，就是神的这个他一直想要做的事，并不会因为约拿的这个作为而被阻碍的。
In other words, the will of God was still able to be carried out, regardless of what Jonah did.
哦，所以现在。这些人呢、哦，他们发现说，哇，这位神很不一样。他们在神面前发起这个敬畏的心，向神献祭许愿。
So the men of the ship, they knew that this God was different, and they had a fear of the Lord and offered a sacrifice and took vows.
神把约拿放到鱼肚子里面去三日三夜。
And God delivered Jonah into the belly of a big great fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
就让这个约拿在鱼肚子。里面呢、啊，在那边受苦啊。
So that he suffered in the stomach of the fish.
哦，因为当他被当约拿被大鱼吞下去的时候，他一定是以为他自己死了。
For when Jonah was swallowed up by the great fish, he must have thought that he died.
哦，因为神安排这条鱼哦，你看应该看起来是这个景象是丢下去，风浪就平息，他。沉下去，鱼就来把它吞下去了。
Imagine the image when they threw him overboard. The seas calmed down, and as it calmed, a great fish came and swallowed him.
等到约拿醒过来的时候，他已经在鱼肚子里面了。
And when he woke up, he was already in the belly of the fish.
那这件事情，有人说那是在讲故事，就是不是真的。
And some say that this is a fable and it was not true.
有些人他们不相信约拿书的信息是真的的。
And some people do not believe in the facts that are accounted for in Jonah.
但是对我们来说，约拿的故事其实真的是神的作为。
But to us, the story of Jonah is truly the work of God.
因为主耶稣他自己引用约拿的故事。
For Lord Jesus Himself used the story of Jonah.
所以我们在读这个好像不可能的这件事情的时候。一定要从信心的角度去认为，在神凡事都可能的。
So when we're reading the story of something that's very incredible, incredulous, we have to take use by faith. We need to read it and believe that these things indeed did happen.
在圣经里面，如果我们读完之后，我们发现说这个在人性的理性里面是不会发生的事情。如果要想到有神，就可能了。
And so if we're using our own ration, it may not seem possible, but in God, all things are possible.
我们请看约马太福音第十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音十二章。
Matthew 12.
请看三十八节。
Matthew 12 verse 38.
三十八节。
Then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered, saying, Teacher, we want to see a sign from you. 39, but he answered and said to them, An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. 40, for as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. 41, the men of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and indeed a greater than Jonah is here.
Amen. 你看这里特别那个几个文士、法利赛人，他跟主耶稣说：“来，你显个神迹给我们看。”
We see here that the scribes and Pharisees wanted the teacher to show them a sign.
那你看我们在英文说它是一个 sign， 是一个记号哈，不是说是一个神迹啊。
And in English it says a sign and not a miracle.
那这个所谓的记号，它是有一个特殊意义的。
And this sign should have a significant meaning.
也就是说，如果神迹只是一件事情。
Which mean, in other words, if a miracle would be just one event,
就好像我们今天如果生病啊，那个病被神医好了，这就是一个这个恩典。
For instance, if we fall gravely ill today and we are cured by God, this would be a miracle and a grace of God.
但圣经里面如果提到说它是一个记号、一个 sign 的时候，特别都会强调它在这个神的作为底下一定有它要传达的信息。
But in the Bible, when it mentions a sign, behind it, there's always a message that God wants to impart.
这个记号最多的字眼就是出现在约翰福音里面。
And this, the word sign appears the most in the book of John.
因为约翰福音他特别去选了 有七个神迹，都是为了要证明耶稣基督的身份。
And in the book of John, there were seven miracles that were done in order to prove the identity of Christ.
所以这个叫做一个记号。
And so that is the deemed a sign.
主耶稣说，他都在这个邪恶的世代里面求看这个记号，除了约拿的这个记号之外，没有别的。
And Jesus says that in this perverse generation, besides the sign of Jonah, there is no other.
因为约拿三天三夜在鱼腹中，人子也要这样三日三夜在地里头。
For as Jonah was in the 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so the Son of Man will be there 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth.
所以约拿被吞到鱼肚子里面去三天三夜。
So Jonah was swallowed up by the great fish and was in his belly for 3 days and 3 nights.
你在这个鱼的肚子里面那个感受是什么？
Can you imagine what it feels like to be in the belly of the great fish?
一个大鱼，所以它的里面一定有血。大鱼会吃小鱼啊，所以在它的旁边可能就是有小鱼，有这些海草。
Since the great fish eat smaller fish, perhaps besides Jonah, there were other smaller fishes, and seaweeds and other plants of the sea.
所以这个就是约拿书第二章里面约拿在祷告，他在描述他当时是处在一个什么环境里。
And so this was Jonah's prayer in chapter 2 to describe what kind of a situation he was in.
因为他说神哦，把我拖入深海里面了。
He says, "The Lord has thrown me into the deep water."
你看，深渊围住我。第三、第五节是说，海草缠绕我的头。
In verse 5, it says, "Water surrounded me, even to my soul."
然后诸水环绕我，几乎把我淹没了。
In the deep clothes around me, weeds were wrapped around my head.
所以他要死也死不掉。
And so even if he wanted to die, he could not.
但是就是很痛苦。
But he suffered greatly in there.
这就是神要熬炼。他的这个仆人
This was how God wanted to train his servant.
也就是在这个环境底下，那个约拿还真正的愿意屈服在神面前。
It was under these circumstances that Jonah would bow down before God.
也就是说，他真的才知道说哈，什么事情真的是比死还痛苦啊。
So that Jonah could truly understand what things there are that can be even worse than death.
他本来以为说啊，被丢下在海里面死掉就算了。
Initially, he perhaps thought that after being thrown tossed over the boat, he would just die immediately.
今天我们多少人都认为说，哦，只要死掉就脱离痛苦。
A lot of us think that we can escape our pains today by death.
只要死了，眼睛一闭，什么都不知道，那就算了。
Once we die, our eyes close and we don't feel or anything.
就真的脱离痛苦了吗？
Does that truly escape us from death?
没有啊，约拿的故事告诉我们。
It doesn't, as Jonah's story tells
他想死的时候，结果死不去。
Even when he wanted to die, he could not.
神就是让他在这种环境底下。
And God would not let him die, but he put him in that, situation.
神不让他死，他就死不了。
If God did not allow him to die, he would not.
他不能死，只能活。
He could only live and not die.
他要怎样能活下去？
And how could he continue living on?
他现在就在鱼的肚子里面祷告神。
And he prayed when he was in the belly of the great fish.
所以他第二章在讲他的祷告。
Verse chapter 2 describes Jonah's prayer.
他求神能够应允他，听他祷告。
He asked the Lord to grant and listen to his prayers.
我们有没有会觉得说，这个到底是谁哪一个人啊？作者是谁啊？谁写的这个故事啊？
We may wonder who the author of this book was.
如果除了约拿之外，还会有谁是能够写这样的一个故事呢？
Besides Jonah, who else could have written this account?
因为有人认为说，这个约拿。这个故事是某一个人写出来的，某一个人自己编的。
Some feel that somebody invented this story of Jonah.
其实约拿书他也没有说他的作者是谁，没有说是他写的哦。
The book of Jonah does not specifically write out who the author was.
如果是我们自己写、我们自己经历的人，我们会不会写这样子
？If we went through this ordeal ourselves, would we pen our experiences down?
你看，有时候我们如果我们自己一个人去回忆我们自己所做的事啊，多么是回忆那个好的部分留下来啊。
Now, if you think about it, every time we recollect the things that happened to us in the past, we always think of the good things.
其实约拿很不简单的。
But it wasn't easy for Jonah to do this.
我们最后如果等到他的信息都看完之后，我们发现约拿这个人，他事后把他的这个故事写下来，他其实是。对神有很深、更深入的体会。
After reading through this book, we know that after these things that happened to Jonah, and he penned it down, Jonah really has a deep experience with God.
这是为什么说我们认为是神在训练约拿。
And this is why we say that God was using this to train him.
因为他最后他并没有掩藏他自己的弱点。
Because in the end, he did not hide his weaknesses.
他把他自己最丑陋的一面哦，公布给全世界人都知道。
But he exposed his most shameful aspects of his life for all to see.
但是凸显出神的伟大跟神的作为。
But through this is also revealed God's greatness and His great works.
他用他自己的这样子一个悲惨的经历，来凸显出神到底多么爱这个世人。
He used this unfortunate experience that happened to him to reveal God's great love for him.
这是最后，这是后来他经历了神的这个作为之后，他所得到的领悟。
This is what he had received after this ordeal with the great fish.
也就是约拿的成长。
And this, and thus it caused Jonah to continue growing in his
faith. 这个成长其实最后是来自于他愿意顺服神，也愿意求告神的结果。
And this his growth came from the fact that he was willing to submit to God.
然后他就对自己的过软弱的过去，他就不会觉得羞耻，他也不会想要把它藏起来，反而会。把它显露出来，让所有人一起来学习。
And he no longer felt ashamed of his weaknesses and tried to hide them, but rather reveal them to others so that others can also learn from it.
这个就是约拿的见证了。
This is a testimony of the prophet Jonah.
应该说，有时候我们见证的时候，你看，我们通常都不会把我们自己的软弱把它讲出来。
Oftentimes when we testify, we tend not to talk about our weaknesses.
我们通常都会提到神给我们的恩典，那正面的。
We often talk about the more positive aspects and all the grace that God has blessed us with.
因为这很正常。
But this is very common.
因为我们希望我们所讲的话是对别人有造就的。
Because we wish that the words we speak will edify others.
我们希望我们从神领受，让人众人可以更体会说，哎，我们的神是有恩典、有怜悯的。
And we wish for others to feel that our God is full of grace, full of mercy to others.
但是反过来，另一方面，我们一定要去深深的体会到，我们在神面前，其实如果没有神来帮助我们，我们人啊，真的是一定灭亡的。
But on the other hand, we also need to understand that without God's help in our lives, we would surely walk down the path of destruction.
那我们的这个信心的成长，其实是来自于神的恩典。
So the growth in our faith really comes from God's grace.
所以我们不会对我们的过去，我们一些软弱的地方觉得很羞耻的。
And so we would not feel very ashamed of all the weaknesses and the bad things that we have done in the past.
哦，所以约拿他在鱼腹里面祷告，这个信息啊很重要。
And so this prayer and this message of Jonah was very important.
他求神，因为他从这个阴间的深处去呼求神。
And he cried from the belly of Sheol, as he described in verse 2.
他就祈求神听他的祷告。
And he asked the Lord to listen to his prayer.
因为他现在他知道他自己错了。
Because he understood his mistakes.
在这个鱼腹当中，他跟神认罪。
And he confessed to God in the belly of the great fish.
他也愿意来信靠神。
And he was willing to place his trust and reliance upon God.
他一直想要再能够有机会回到神的殿里面去。
And he just wanted that one opportunity to go back into the temple of God.
哦，他希望能够领受到神的救恩。
And he wished to receive God's salvation.
他这个祷告，神听到了。
And God heard his prayer.
哎，也看到神也看到了他自己本身。所立的决心呢。
And God also saw the resolve that he had in his heart.
哦，因为他跟神许愿。
Because he had made a promise to God.
所以第二章的第十节，神就吩咐鱼就把它吐回到旱地上来。
Therefore, in chapter 2, verse 10, God spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land.
好，所以现在你看，神其实他要训练他的工人，其实用很多种不同的方式。
We see God trains up His workers in different ways.
在船上的时候，借着风浪来训练他。
When he was on a boat on the ship, God used the raging waters and the winds to train him.
到海中，神安排鱼把它吞下去。
And under the sea, God arranged for a great fish to train him.
在鱼的肚子里面也来训练他。
And God even trained him in the belly of the great fish.
然后之后，哎，现在神第二次把他的话告诉约拿。
And afterwards, God imparted his word to Jonah a second time.
哦，那个时候，你看， 三章一节是神的话第二次临到约拿了。
And in chapter 3 verse 1 it says that the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time.
你看当神要用这个人的时候，神一定要他完成他的工作。
When God wants to use a person, he wants that person to complete his work.
当约拿跑掉的时候，神并没有说那算了，你不要就换人。
When Jonah fled away, God did not give up on him.
神可以用很多人去讲这个信息，为什么一定要约拿去讲？
God could have entrusted many other people to deliver the message. He didn't need to rely on Jonah.
但是我们看到神他没有放弃约拿。
But we see God did not give up on Jonah.
他要让他真的贴近神的心意。
He wanted Jonah to truly understand his will.
所以今天我们每一个被神所用的人，我们一定要这个认识。
So today, for those of us who are being used by God, we need to have this understanding.
我们在教会里面服侍神，就是神要用我们的时候。
When we serve God in the church, it is when God wants to use us.
我们如果不要
，if we refuse it,
神可以轻易的用别人哦。
God can easily assign someone else to do it.
但是神他知道我们如果没有经过这个训练呢，不会成长。
But God knows that if we don't go through this phase of training, we will not grow in our faith.
神一定要我们成长起来的。
And God desires for us to grow in faith.
所以工作一定要让你去完成。
And so He wants us to complete our duty.
你看现在，所以这个就是这样的一个，出于这样的一个做法，神把他的话第二次告诉约拿。
And so through these works, the word of the Lord came upon Jonah a second time.
跟他说：“你起来，往尼尼微大城去。”
Says, "Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city."
向其中的居民宣告我所吩咐你的话。
And preach to the people there the message that I will tell you.
神已经在第一章一开头的时候就跟约拿说要讲什么话了。
God had already instructed Jonah the message in chapter 1.
然后神宣告的话，他说：“我吩咐你的话，你就去说。”
And he says that the message that I tell you, you need to go out and preach it.
好，接下来约拿就只好乖乖的照神的话起来，往尼尼微去了。
And so Jonah obediently arose and went to the city of Nineveh.
好，他进去尼尼微城，很大的一个城，需要走三天才走得完。
And this was an exceedingly great city that took 3 days journey just to get there.
但是约拿进城只有走了一天，宣告说再等40日，尼尼微必倾覆了。
And Jonah began to enter the city on the first day's walk. Then he cried out and said, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown."
你看他这里他的那个话哈，讲得很绝对哦。
And he spoke in very absolute terms here.
40天之后，尼尼微城必倾覆。
40 days, Nineveh shall be overthrown.
但是这个40天，这个就是神给的时间。
But these 40 days are a period that God had given them.
对神来说，这个40天就是要让人能够醒悟的恩典时期。
To God, these were the 40 days that He would give the people to awaken and to receive grace.
所以神其实是不忍心看人灭亡。
God does not desire people to be destroyed.
可是人在这个时候，我们就看到我们的心跟神不一样了。
But the heart of man we can see here is different from the heart of God.
你那个约拿还是认为说他们这些人应该灭亡。
Jonah still felt in his heart that these people need to be destroyed.
所以这四十天基本上只是等待而已啊。
So to Jonah, these 40 days are mere an inevitable time that they will have.
他也不认为说这个尼尼微城的人他们会。
And in his heart, he did not feel that the people of Nineveh would repent.
他只看到神要公义审判的那一个特点。
But he was only looking at the righteous judgment of God in the end.
忘记了神，他是会看着内心，会依着人对他的回应而后悔，或者是不将所受再降下来的那个神。
And he overlooked the mercy of God and how God shows mercy to those who shows repentance.
所以约拿，你要讲一天然后就好了。
And so Jonah entered the city on the first day's walk.
你看他只有讲完一天呢。
And he only preached for 1 day.
也就是说，他还没有把整个城都绕过。
It means that he did not even go through the entire city.
因为神跟他讲的话说，你进城去宣告嘛。
The Lord instructed him to go into the city and to preach the message.
神也没有跟他讲得很详细，说你要全部都绕完哦。
God did not speak in detail to him that he must go throughout the entire city.
这神给我们一个工作，有时候我们认为说我只要站到边我就做了。
When God gives us a task, sometimes we feel like I only need to do this one small part of it, and that's considered done.
你看，有时候我们做事情也会这样子啊。
Sometimes this is the way we work.
神要我来聚会。
God desires that we come to worship.
我人有来就算了。
And it's good enough if I just come and sit in the chapel.
但是有时候我们人来了，我们心没有来。
Sometimes we come to church, but our heart does not come with us.
表面上好像做到了。
So superficially, it seems that we have checked off this checklist.
其实并没有完全照神的方法。
But we're not doing it according to God's way.
所以有时候你看事情做一半。站到一点边说我有做。
And so just like Jonah, sometimes we do things half-heartedly and we say that it's complete.
但其实神要约拿去做的是忠心的去宣告的。
But God wanted Jonah to faithfully preach the message throughout the city.
神今天告诉我们要做的事情就是要忠心的去完成它。
Whatever God instructs us today, we need to complete it faithfully.
但虽然约拿只是讲一天而已，走一天而已。
So although Jonah only went one day's walk and preached for one day,
哎，结果人家尼尼微城的人听了以后就信服神了。
Yet the people who heard his message, they all believed in God.
他们就宣告禁食。
And so they proclaimed the fast.
从最大到最小，通通穿麻衣。
From the greatest to the least of them, they put on sackcloth.
哎，就表示说，哎，约拿他也没有想到说，他所讲的话竟然这么有效。
And Jonah, to his surprise, did not understand how effective the words were.
不是因为约拿会讲。
It was not because he was eloquent in his speaking.
其实他也没有讲什么。
He did not actually say too much.
其实他是说轻覆必轻覆了，他也没有叫他们说你们要悔改啊。
He didn't even tell them to repent.
但是他其实是讲了出神要他讲的话。
But he only spoke the words that God wanted him to speak.
但是神就开了这个尼尼微城人的心。
But God opened up the hearts of the people in the city of Nineveh.
他们就开始说，哎，那这样子，我们这个恶、这些错误应该要改变。
And these people understood their sins and wanted to repent.
所以我们就看到一个人悔改的心是从神赐的。
So we see that a person with a heart of repentance that comes from God.
但是谁让他们会有这样有个悔改的转变？
So, but who
这是那个启发点是什么？就是那个扳机扣下去会发生这个作用是怎么来的
？And where's the trigger for these people's hearts to be turned around to repentance？
就是约拿去宣告。
It was Jonah's preaching.
所以圣经才会说，一个人要信神，一定要先听到神的话。
So the Bible says that in order for a person to believe in God, they must hear the words of God.
好，所以。他一讲完之后，哎，没想到他的话竟然这么有效果。
After he spoke, he did not realize how effective this message was.
然后他们就开始要禁食，要悔改了。
So the people in the city began to repent, to fast.
从最大到最小要穿麻衣，表示他们为他们的这个罪恶在神面前痛悔。
And they repented bitterly before God. From the greatest to the least of them, they all put on sackcloth.
这个都是在这个王下命令之前呢。
These were all done before the king had given the edict.
他们就会对神的这个话会把它仔细的思考了。
And they have already considered and contemplated the words of God.
第六节接下去
，in verse 6，
那个连王他就下了宝座。
And so even the king rose from his throne.
他脱他的衣服，穿上麻布，坐在那个会中。
Laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes.
然后之后又下命令。
And then he proclaimed throughout the city a decree.
人跟牲畜、牛羊都不吃草，也不喝水，就是不吃不喝。
Neither man nor beast, herd or flock shall taste anything, which means they did not eat anything.
然后第八节是说。人跟牲畜都要披上麻布。
In verse 8, it says that let man and beast be covered with sackcloth.
是连牲畜都披麻布呢。
So even the beasts, even the animals had to put on sackcloth.
那是整个城的那个很，这是很彻底的悔改了。
You can see this complete and utter repentance throughout the entire city.
一般来说，我们都看到那个穿麻衣哦，都是人穿的。这麻衣就是穿麻布哦。都是人在穿啊，现在连动物都穿麻衣了。
We see that the sackcloth is normally put on humans, but here we see that they instructed them to put it even on animals.
但是这个就是一个动作。
But this is their actions.
好，然后最后是谁去求告神呢
？So in the end, who cried out to the Lord?
人要切切求告神。
The humans need to turn and repent to God.
因为动物不会求告神。
Because the animals are unable to cry out to the Lord.
只有人才真的会求告神。
Only humans are able to do that.
所以我们人做人如果不会求告神呢，不会敬拜神呢，真的是跟动物一样。
So as humans, if we're unable to cry out, if we're unable to worship God, then we are like mere animals.
然后这个王命令说，个人要回头离开所行的恶道，要 丢弃手中的强暴。
So the king says that let everyone turn away from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands.
他说，或者神就转意后悔，不发烈怒。
And who can tell if God will turn and relent and turn away from his fierce anger?
使我们就不致灭亡，也未可知了。
And so that we may not perish.
也就是说，我们如果有这个动作，我们愿意改变，然后神可能就会原谅我们的。
In other words, if we show our repentance through our actions, perhaps God will forgive us.
你看这里啊，这个王他所下的命令，其实是他自己本身也这样做的。
The decree that the king set out here, he himself set an example.
从他开始到一直到连牲畜都一起来。
Starting from him, and down to even to the animals.
所以他们这个真正的信服神，就是从他们你看听到神的信息开始。
And so this belief in trusting God started from them listening to God's message.
然后他们求告神。
And then they called upon the Lord.
他们求告神不是去命令神。
They called upon the Lord not to command him.
他们也没有在神面前去表扬或者是去要求说神啊，你一定要看我，你看我这么好的行为，难道你不原谅我吗？
They did not tell God to look at the way they are, their current situation, and to forgive them because of the way that they're dressing.
他们完全不敢去要求神。
They did not make any sort of request.
他们只觉得说，我们如果能这样做，或许神就会后悔，转意不降灾祸给我们了。
In their heart, they felt that if we do in this way, perhaps the Lord will show mercy and turn and relent from His anger.
所以我们现在这里说，我们人会信服神呢。
So we say that when as humans when we trust and believe in the Lord,
就是说我们听到一个道理之后，
meaning that when we listen to a message,
我们会在神的面前谦卑。
We will be humble ourselves before God.
我们会觉得说，其实神他是我们人在神面前是等于没有价值一样的。
And we as human beings before God, we are worthless.
因为神是至高的。
For God is the highest of highest.
神是唯一的，
and God is the one and only.
我们人是这么渺小，
and we are very minute.
又是这么罪恶，
and so sinful.
如果神不看顾我们，我们就死亡。
If God does not look after us, we will surely go onto the path of destruction.
所以他当时候他们认为说啊，如果神他愿意怜悯我们，我们就存活了。
So the people of Nineveh felt that if Godwas willing to save them, they would live.
他们这个时候这些尼尼微城人他们所表现出来的信心呢？
And so this is the demonstration of their faith.
他们在神面前那种谦卑的态度。
This is the show of their humility before God.
甚至连这个神的百姓、神的先知都还比不上他们。
Even God's people, His own prophet, could not compare to the citizens in Nineveh.
你看，在马太福音第十二章，主耶稣在四十一节，他特别说了。
We see that in Matthew chapter 12, verse 41, the Lord Jesus Himself said.
当时候尼尼微人，他们就听了约拿所传的，就悔改了。
He says the men of Nineveh, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah.
哦，那所以你看。他们的这个悔改就表现在他们禁食、披麻蒙灰，他们真的啊祈求神的怜悯。
This repentance was demonstrated by them fasting, putting on sackcloth, and being in ashes.
哦，那这样的一个态度，你看最就当时候主耶稣那个时代，他说这里有一个人比约拿更大，但是他所讲的话你们竟然不听。
And this attitude was what Lord Jesus was referring to when he said that there was now one that is greater than Jonah, yet you will not listen.
那将来这个城的人要起来定你们的罪。
And so the people will, within this generation will condemn your sins.
哦，尼尼微人起来要定这个世代的罪了，就是说你们怎么会听到耶稣基督所讲的这个话一点都无动于衷啊。
Meaning that the people of Nineveh will condemn the people of that time their sins because they would not even listen to what Jesus was saying.
这个就告诉我们今天我们所听到这个信息啊。
And so this teaches us that the message that we hear today.
我们一定要懂得来反省自己。
We have to know to repent ourselves.
哎，有时候我们会自己认为我们信服神。
And we have to re-examine ourselves. Sometimes we may feel that we do put our trust and belief in God.
其实我们可能离神很远还不知道。
But in actuality, perhaps we have departed far away.
那这些人他们信服神之后，他们下一个动作就是要求神了。
So after these people had put their belief in God, the next thing that they did was to call upon him.
他说，如果我们求告神，我们就不是一灭亡。
They say if we call out to God, perhaps we may not be, we may not perish.
从耶拿书我们看到这个主题啊，这个重点呢。
From Jonah, we see this theme, this main message.
凡是愿意求告神的都活了。
Those who are willing, to call upon the Lord shall live.
你看在船上那一船的人。他们求告神。
We see on the ship those group of people, group of men, they called upon God.
神就把他们不知道为什么起风浪这个原因告诉他们了。
And God revealed to them the reason behind the raging waves.
也告诉他们那个方法，要怎么让风浪平静的方法。
And he also gave them the method in which to calm the waves.
所以有时候我们真的在患难当中，一定要求告神。
So sometimes when we are facing any kind of a difficulty, we need to call upon the Lord.
神会让我们明白原因的。
And God will reveal the reason to us.
这是为什么我们在患难当中要祷告。
This is why when we're in tribulations, we need to pray.
要思想。
We need to contemplate.
如果我们在患难当中不会求问神，
If we're in tribulation and we do not call out to God,
我们就是可能会白受苦。
Then we may be suffering needlessly.
其实我们就是那个沉睡的人。
And because we would be like the person who has not yet awoken.
我们就是那个就是约拿，在第一章里面，人家跟他说你这个沉睡的人。
Just like Jonah in chapter 1 when they refer to him as a person who is still asleep.
我们今天已经都是属光明的，我们不是在睡觉的人了。
Today we already belong to the light. We are no longer sleeping.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
第五节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 5.
我们今天都是光明之子了。
Today we are all sons of light.
五章五节。
5 verse 5. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness.
第六节。
Verse 6. Therefore let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober.
第七节。
7. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night.
第八节。
8. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love,And as a helmet, the hope of salvation.
你看这里说，睡觉的人是在夜间睡啊。
Here it says, those who sleep sleep at night.
醉的人是在夜间醉。
And those who are drunk get drunk at night.
但是我们现在已经属白天的，我们不是属夜间的人了。
But today we are of the day. We are no longer belong to the night.
所以我们要警醒谨守。
So we need to be sober and we need to be watchful.
也就是说，我们要真的懂得信服神。懂得来求告神。
Meaning that we need to truly understand how to put our trust in God and to call upon Him.
我们如果谨守，一起不断的来反省我们的信心跟爱心呢
？If we are watchful and continually re-examine our motives and our love,
把神所给我们这个得救的盼望一直把它谨记在心。
And to keep this hope of salvation of God firmly in our hearts.
那我们呢，就会懂得说凡事愿意。求神来指明我们应该所行的路。
Then we will truly understand what it means when to ask the Lord to guide us in our ways.
好，所以你看，求告神在约拿书第一章，他们求神，他们就得到平安了。
We see in Jonah chapter 1, when they call out to God, they receive peace.
第二章也是约拿求告神。
Chapter 2, Jonah called upon God.
他求告神，他就得到神的眷顾，他就脱离那个苦境。
He called upon God and he received God's protection and was delivered from that dire situation.
他在那个鱼腹里面是很痛苦。
He suffered while he was in the belly of the great fish.
时间到了，神就让他脱离了。
When the time came, he allowed Jonah to be delivered out.
到第三章，换尼尼微城的人来求告神了。
And in chapter 3, the people of Nineveh called upon the Lord.
他们一求告神，他们接下去所做的动作就是真的谦卑痛悔。
And after they called upon the Lord, their actions spoke louder than their words.
他们痛悔的心，神都领受了。
And this heart of repentance, God was able to feel it.
他们就得存活，不至灭亡。
And so therefore, they were able to live and not perish.
所以第十节
，verse 10，
第三章十节
，chapter 3 verse 10。Then God saw their works that they turned from their evil way, and God relented from the disaster that He had said He would bring upon them, and He did not do it.
你看神查看他们的行为。
We see that God examined their actions.
神看见他们离开恶道，人已经改变了。
He saw that they had turned from their evil way, that they truly had changed themselves.
所以神说，我就后悔了。
And so God relented.
他就不把所受的灾降给他们。
And he did not impart on them the disaster that he was going to do.
尼尼微城的人求告神就得存活。
The people of Nineveh called upon God, and they were able to live.
今天如果我们时常会去反省我们的生活。我们的信仰。
Today we often re-examine our lives and our faith.
我们的信仰一定会越来越活泼了。
And our faith will become more vibrant.
我们一定会一直领受到神所加给我们的恩惠。
And we'll continue to experience the blessings and the grace that God gives us.
因为神是一个有怜悯有恩典的神。
Because God is a God full of mercy and full of compassion.
所以我们今天要求告神，接下去你看，我们一定要改变的。
So today, if we were to call upon God, we must change ourselves.
因为改变就是一种新的生命了。
Change denotes a new life.
哦，所以今天那个第三章里面，他所看到这个求告神，就是在让我们知道说，你看，凡事我们只要来到神这里啊，都会看到希望。
And so in chapter 3, it talks about calling out to God. And so if when we call to God, we see that it gives us a new kind of hope.
那这个时候你看在尼尼微城的人来说，哇，40天这个时间还没有到，他们就已经改变了。
And so to the people of Nineveh, even before the 40 days came up, they have already repented and changed.
第三章第十节这里，他说神说不降所说的灾，这件事情看起来好像神有让约拿知道的。
Chapter 3 verse 10, it says God relented from the disaster. It could imply that Jonah had already known about it.
在这么短的时间，他们就改变了。
In such a short period of time,the people all repented and changed.
有时候我们会觉得说，哦，我们一个人要改变好像都很难，说我要一点时间啊，我一定要多久我才有办法改变。
Oftentimes we feel that we cannot change our way so easily. We need a long period of time.
我们都跟神说，哦，我这个已经这么久了，我要改变，要慢慢来啦，慢慢来。
We tell God, I've already been doing these sort of things. These are very habitual things that I'm doing for a long time, so it would take me a very long time to change my way.
其实我们今天如果真的在神面前有心呢，会求神帮助的。
Today we have a true heart to ask the Lord to help us.
有时候那改变是马上的。
Sometimes this kind of change can be instantaneous.
因为那个就是对神有体验的。
Because you have experienced the power and the work of God.
你看那个新约时代保罗，他从逼迫耶稣人到信耶稣，就一夜之间了。
Look at Apostle Paul in the New Testament, from persecuting Christ to serving Christ. This was within a matter of one day.
很快就改变了。
He transformed himself very quickly.
连那个他周围人都不敢相信的。
Even the people around him were astonished.
所以今天我们要改变，我们要改变了。
So today we must also change.
其实如果我们愿意求告神，神就帮助我们。
And if we are willing to call upon God, He will help us change.
所以我们就不需要很长的时间啊，这样改不过来。
So we don't need a long amount of time to try to change our bad habits.
今天有时候我们常常说，哦，我本来脾气很不好，我现在能够这样已经不错了。
Sometimes we may look back and say, "Well, I used to have a really bad temper. Now my temper is considered okay."
其实是因为我们自己不了解，在神的能力彰显出来的时候，其实我们应该改变的比现在更好才对。
But actually, we did not realize the true power of God in that if God had helped us, we would be transformed even more completely.
所以我们一定要来信服神，求告神。
And so we must place our trust in God and call upon Him.
让我们更了解神。
And to come to know him even deeper.
看到更贴近神的这个心。
And to draw closer to his heart.
然后让我们可以了解说，啊，神对我们所造成的改变真的是从神来，不是我们靠自己所做出来的。
So that we can come to understand that the change that we need in our lives comes from him and not from our own effort.
其实整个尼尼微城他们的改变真的是神的神迹。
And so we see that the entire transformation of these people in Nineveh was a miracle of God.
是全部人都改变。
The entire city changed.
那所以这个故事其实在告这样一个作为是神在彰显他能力的一个让我们看到他伟大的地方。
So this story also manifests the power of God.
但是反过来这个约拿哦，反而不高兴了。
But conversely, we see a displeased Jonah.
那这个人他现在功课还没有学到。
And this prophet had not yet learned his lesson.
接下去神要慢慢再训练他了。
God continued to train.
他还有后面的事情要学了。
And there's several things that he had to learn afterward.
我们继续读耶利米书第四章，我们就再去想想看，就知道他要告诉我们什么道理。
When we study Jonah chapter 4, we will come to find what kind of lesson he has in store for him.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him together.
五十七章啊，五七四。